USA Radio News.
The entire Uvalde School District police force has been suspended. This comes more than 4 months after the mass shooting at Robb Elementary. Several investigations into the police department and its response to the massacre that left 19 children and 2 teachers dead are ongoing. The shooting at Robb Elementary was one of the deadliest in the country. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton thinks President Joe Biden overstated the situation with his Armageddon remarks.
I think anytime we contemplate the potential use of nuclear weapons, we've got to take it seriously. But I also think we've got to be very clear-eyed about it. And I think the president's comment overstated the gravity of the situation we're in right now. It is not inevitable.
Mr. Biden made the comments at a private fundraiser in New York, referring to the prospect of Russian President Vladimir Putin's use of tactical nuclear weapons in his war against the Ukraine. The Florida governor has given an update on the recovery efforts that's going on right now.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the state is continuing to send supplies to areas hit hard by Hurricane Ian. Speaking in Daytona Beach, DeSantis says hundreds of miles of roadways have been cleared in areas of southwest Florida to help the recovery process speed up.
We've had fuel in southwest Florida. It's been phenomenal. People are able to get their fuel. We're using Elon Musk's Starlink internet devices. We've deployed 375 of those devices.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin has commented on Russia's unprovoked war on Ukraine. The 36-year-old was asked by a reporter for her thoughts on President Joe Biden's comments about trying to find Putin's off-ramp to avoid continuing along a road toward nuclear Armageddon.
The way out of this conflict is for Russia to leave Ukraine. That's the way out of the conflict. Thank you.
Abortions in both Arizona and Ohio are legal once again after 2 separate rulings in court. At the Arizona Court of Appeals, a 3-judge panel sided with Planned Parenthood, which argued that a Pima County Court Superior Court judge shouldn't have filed an injunction that prevented a pre-statehood law that bans abortion in all circumstances except if the mother's life is in danger. In Ohio, Hamilton County and Please Judge issued a preliminary injunction that blocks the state's heartbeat bill, which bans abortions when a fetal heartbeat is detected, which could be as early as 6 weeks. Last year, the U.S. produced 3 times as much renewable electricity from solar and wind sources than it did around a decade before. This is according to a new research released. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.